the current situation of buying a house in the U.S. If you can borrow at 4.5% or 5% over 30 years, many purchases start to look appealing, especially if we get a hefty dose of inflation down the line. If that happens, your monthly payments will be low, and you'd get to repay the principal over time with devalued dollars. That's a double win. Inflation isn't guaranteed. The bond markets are only predicting about 1.4% inflation over the next 10 years, and BCA research recently reminded clients that deflation, or falling prices, remains a danger. Unemployment is still rising, and recent wages actually fell. Yet, if you had to bet from here, you'd bet on inflation in due course. The government is running massive deficits and has the printing presses at full throttle. That's the classic recipe. When it comes to house prices, it's true they may not have fallen as far as you might expect. A recent analysis in the Financial Analyst Journal suggested prices nationwide still weren't cheap by historical standards in relation to household incomes.